This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the motion of thanks on President's address in Radhya Sabha today. In his reply to the debate on the President's address in Lok Sabha yesterday, Prime Minister said the historic third successive term for his government was a mandate for speed and continuity. He vowed that his administration will operate with triple the speed over the next 5 years, propelling India to the next level of development and fulfilling the ambition of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Modi said government is working on a war footing to combat the incidents of paper leaks, ensuring that those who jeopardize the futures of young Indians would not escape justice. The debate, which unfurled over 2 days in the Lok Sabha, saw the opposition demanding accountability from the government over allegations of leaks in the national eligibility cum entrance test NEET and other examinations. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned sine die after adopting the motion of thanks to the President's address. The death toll in a stampede at a religious congregation in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh has risen to 121. 28 people seriously injured and are undergoing treatment at various hospitals in Aligarh, Agra, Eta and Hathras. The stampede took place at a satsang of Bhole Baba in Fulrai village of Sikandra Rao, Tehsil yesterday. Officials said the stampede took place when devotees tried to get a glimpse of the religious leader, namely Bhole Baba, after the event ended. State Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh said 72 bodies have been identified so far. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered a thorough probe into the incident. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the matter and the chairmanship of ADG Agra Zone, which will submit its report within 24 hours. Our correspondent reports the Chief Minister has reached Hathras today to take stock of the situation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased in the mishap. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each to the injured. The Global India AI Summit 2024 has begun in New Delhi today. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated the summit. The 2-day summit will feature a diverse array of sessions designed to delve deep into critical aspects of AI application, governance, and for nurturing talent and scaling AI innovations. India has reiterated its commitment to harnessing AI's transformative potential by prioritizing responsible AI development while safeguarding ethical standards and inclusivity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Astana in Kazakhstan. He will represent Prime Minister Narendra Modi and lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit, which will be held tomorrow. Kazakhstan's Deputy Foreign Minister Alibek Bakayev welcomed Dr. Jaishankar on his arrival. Yesterday, the External Affairs Minister met Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Kazakhstan, Murat Nurtulev. Hurricane Beryl has claimed the lives of at least 6 people and caused severe damage after slamming the Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center said that the Category 4 storm was heading towards Jamaica with sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. Devastating hurricane force winds, life-threatening storm surge, and damaging waves are expected in portions of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands today, it warned. After 12 inches of rain is also forecast as well. The Indian men's cricket team from Barbados will return to the country tomorrow. A special flight carrying the team will land in Delhi early tomorrow morning. The flight arranged by BCCI's Jay Shah will also carry the members of Indian media who were stranded in Barbados. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina recalled and appreciated India's contribution to Bangladesh's war of liberation in 1971 during her discussions with Indian Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi yesterday. Admiral Tripathi called on Prime Minister in Dhaka during his official visit to Bangladesh. He apprised the Prime Minister regarding the progress of ongoing bilateral maritime engagements between the Indian Navy and the Bangladesh Navy, said the Indian Navy spokesperson on social media platform X this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.